Yes, it is the hour of round table with myself, Ryan Price, New Hong Lin, and Huang Shen.
All right, so guys, we got some good tips here for you. If you're having trouble hitting the books, not listening to enough takeaway Chinese or special English, those are CRI programs helping you learn languages. If you didn't know, hint, hint, wink, wink, tell your friends. We got some other tips to get your booty into gear that will motivate you guys to learn that language you always wanted to learn. Guys, tell me about these tips.
Yeah, I think for me and Yonio, we are both not native speakers of English.
Nope.
Yeah, so here we pick up some interesting strategies for you to learn English better.
Yeah.
So the first one I find is interesting is be encouraged. Your English is probably better than you think it is. I think unfortunately, a lot of like English learners, like they just have a negative view of their English proficiency. So maybe do you ever find like yourself saying or thinking that things like, oh, my English is probably full of mistakes?
All the time.
Yeah, you see, even for native speakers, right?
Yeah.
And I think the thing is that we don't need to focus on the mistake we've made when we're speaking English, but we can be cheerful about what progress we have already made.
That's a really good point. And I think for me personally, find the joy from learning is the most important. Actually, I have a little story I like to share here.
Yeah.
When I was in primary school, well, actually, it's when I graduated from primary school. I was a little girl, and I went to this English, it's actually oral English class. With a foreign teacher. It's my first foreign teacher ever. And if you guys are familiar with the very popular board game right now, 狼人杀, it's the game that you each have characters and they ask you, well, there's a god. The god is asking you to close your eyes when the night is calm and the killers kill people, and at the daytime you guys need to vote to see who's the killer. And the thing is, the first time I'm introduced to the game is by the foreign teacher, and he's calling the game Mafia because the Mafia is the killer killing people. And that actually inspired me a lot because I really, really do want to convince people to trust me, to vote the person I like to vote, to go to the victory. And that is my first memory concerning English, especially oral English. And I think if you can find something you're passionate about and really, really need you to be good at that language, it will motivate you to learn more.
Yeah, and just think, you know, you learn fun games that maybe aren't necessarily previed in your culture. They're not present, you know? Like, I know if you go to our Weibo, we have a video talking about some cool games. And we just have a lot of cool videos in general, to be honest.
Yeah.
So you should be checking those out. But another one I thought was really cool, and I think we can all relate to this, whether we're learning a language or just learning something else, maybe a job. When we first started, or all these different things, is don't take mistakes so seriously.
Yeah.
Don't take them so personally.
Yeah.
You know, when I first started in broadcasting, I was a nervous wreck, and every mistake felt like I just needed to go home. I wasn't good enough. I just felt so bad. And, you know, first of all, you want to surround yourself with people that tell you, hey, that's not true. But you also will be the one that makes the difference at the end of the day. Don't build your confidence on what other people say. I think being able to say, hey, everybody makes mistakes. I make mistakes. But I know that I also do some good things and I've made progress. And so that's another one we have here, guys, is record your progress. You know, you're always going to make mistakes. But, you know, not everybody makes progress. The people that focus on their mistakes and all this different stuff, they'll never make the progress like you will if you start writing down all the progress you made in learning a language, things you did, like, oh, today I talked to this person from Spain.
Yeah.
And it was great. We had a 5-minute conversation. They told me about X, Y, and Z. It was awesome. I learned about this song that I didn't know called Despacito. You know, that one that's hitting the streets. Everybody loves it. But all this different stuff. So what about you, New Hong Lin?
Yeah,
any others?
I do have two more tips. Actually, these tips are especially for Kate Pan. She says things on to us saying that she likes English classes and her English is really, really not bad. Apparently, according, she can deal with daily conversation and she is going to schools with teachers speaking English. So her English is really good, but she's like, I am not as good as natives and I need to improve my English because I'm using it every day. So what should I do? And my two tips here is, first one, find a partner or join a community. You would always find someone's English is a little bit better, even though you don't need to compare yourself with them, but with them, learning can be much more visual. You can see you're making progress and also challenge yourself and then reward yourself when you reach goals. Because to our senior English learners, especially those who are listening to Roundtable, great choice, by the way, your English is already really good. So you need to find a higher goal and go for it.
Yeah, also, you know, guys, if you want to practice your English, you want to be on center stage, you know, you can send in your voice messages, MP3, to us at, I don't have the...
EZFMRoundtable@foxmail.com.
Bless you. All right. So you send them in MP3 format to that email. We'll play your guys' questions. Ask us anything. We'll do research for it. We try so hard. I would say, guys, also baby steps. When you're learning a language, set a goal that's reasonable. So that you don't, it doesn't become a chore, but more of something you love. Huang Shen, what else?
Yeah, a personal like suggestion, not only learn the language, but learn the culture behind it.
Oh.
Yeah, that's really important. You can just turn to some TV dramas or movies, and that will help you a lot.
Yeah, I've heard from a lot of my Chinese friends that have learned English, friends, you know, down, 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 down.
Show.
So someone told you life was gonna be this way. You know, and it's just like that seems to be international. But guys, I'm sorry to say this. This brings us to the end of today's roundtable show.